It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Jason Swigart back here, Golf in the Northwest, as we quickly transition back to from the major tours, the professional tours here, to some local golf. Very pleased to have joining us for the first time, local golf writer Josh Gaunt, currently with the Oregon Golf Beat, but you've written for a lot of other publications and golf in the region. But we recently had our high school state championships, the OSAA state championships, as well as some U.S. GA championships featuring some younger players. But very pleased to have with us this morning Josh Gaunt. Good morning, Josh. Thanks so much for joining the show.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me on, Jason. Appreciate it. And yeah, a lot of great stuff going on with the Oregon youth golfers, with the OSA state championships, like you mentioned, and U.S. women's amateur four ball as well. So, yeah, what a great morning.
Yeah, well, let everybody know a little bit. You know, you've been kind of, this endeavor is relatively new. It's been going for a little time, but you have been riding in you know, not only for golf, but other journalistic pursuits as well. But you're native here to the area for a while as well. Give everybody a little bit of background on how you came to this endeavor.
Yeah, so I started off as a sports reporter several years ago for the News Review, actually down in Roseburg area, and did that for a couple of years, and kind of led to another media company that I worked for called Roseburg Tracker, and did, you know, sports and media coverage for that for a while, and then ended up moving back to the Portland area, and just kind of was scoping out the media landscape and didn't see a lot of, you know, coverage, as, you know, in regards to, you know, local golfers, amateur golfers, junior golfers, pros, et cetera. And so just felt like there was a niche for it and, you know, wanted to kind of be telling more people's stories and, you know, highlighting, you know, the game of golf in Oregon and, you know, trying to, you know, uplift the game, so to speak, by, you know, telling people stories and highlighting things that, you know, could inspire or motivate, you know, others, or, you know, even young kids who, you know, might be looking up to the high schoolers or the college age kids from Oregon, you know, who are doing things at those levels now. So,
well, we appreciate it. And certainly, something that needs to be filled in the area. It takes a lot of time, going back and forth, a lot of miles in the car to do it. OregonGolfBeat.com is where you can go. As we mentioned, the OSAA state golf championships have, all happened here in the last couple of weeks. And, the 6A boys champion went to Drew Woolworth at Lake Oswego back to back. He tied a 30 40-year-old state record with an 11 under. This is a name anybody that's paid attention to local junior golf has heard about for a while. But I think the bigger surprise might have been at the 5A level. Freshman Connor Holden from Canby High School wins the individual title. He's got a little claim to fame too, having performed back at Augusta. As you look at both of these players, what stood out to you? We'll start with Drew, who I grew up with his dad. I played basketball at Lake Ridge High School with his dad way back in the day, so I know this family is extremely athletic. And Dean's such a great guy. What has stood out about Drew to you over the last, his career there at Lake Oswego? He's got one more year as well.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing, at least, that stands out is back-to-back years winning by 8 strokes. That's a wide margin, to win the state championship by in back-to-back years. So it's showing just that he's playing at a really high level. The game and 11 under, like you mentioned, the tying the 30-year record for the state tournament at 11 under par for a 2-day event, 36-hole event. Seems like he really has his game dialed in. And like I think you mentioned that he's going to be playing at Georgia in fall of 2026. So big things ahead. Georgia took 22nd at the national championship. So a high level program where he's going to. So it seems like he is just really dialed in his game. And out Lake Oswego High School boys team also won the team state championship. So he had a team around him that was, contributing to that title as well. But, and then Connor, he seemed like he kind of had like a ho-hum couple of days, but still finished the tournament at even par to win the 5A state OSA state title. And he was actually the first player to win the drive chip and putt held at Augusta National in 2024. So he was the first player from Oregon to win that event. And there's a story up on the website about, that and just how he's, kind of risen, really quickly up the ranks. And for him to win it as a freshman, pretty special for him.
Well, and is he a freshman now? He does this. I'm wondering, we knew about Drew. We've known about Drew for a few years. But as far as, colleges, when do colleges, I don't know how much you've gotten into the recruiting piece of it. When do they start honing in on, especially the top programs of somebody that might be worthy of a full ride scholarship?
Yeah, that's a great question. I believe Drew announced last year when he was still a sophomore that he was going to Georgia. So, I think it kind of might depend on the level, what level you're playing at. But Connor's probably going to be on some people's radars. I know he's part of the Callaway Next program, which Callaway Golf puts on and kind of helps, young golfers try to, establish their way, be a traveling to, various junior tournaments regionally or nationwide. And so I don't think Connor has been approached yet, but as he kind of moves on to a sophomore year, I would expect him to be being approached,
yep,
soon or maybe in the next year or so.
Yeah, and we'll see if he plays in some of the bigger junior tournaments throughout the summer, if he is able to get anybody's attention. Talking here with Josh Gaunt, OregonGolfBeat.com, covering local golfers. And I think the biggest story, though, and these are probably names very few people know unless they're out there at their courses playing golf. Natalie Yen and Asia Young have teamed up and won the U.S. Women's Amateur Four Ball, which is a newer-ish event run by the USGA, but both teenagers, and so they will be exempt. The U.S. Women's Amateur is going to be at Bandon Dunes here, but what a thrill for them. What have you found out about them? One is already, are they both lined up with college scholarships or just one of them so far?
It's just Natalie Yen so far. She's going to Texas A&M in the fall. And so a big time program as well. The program made the NCAA regional, but they just missed the cut, I think, by one spot in making it to the actual NCAA championship. So a team that's right there. Asia Young, I think she's getting close to that time as well. I think she's 16, so she's getting kind of close to that timeline. And she's hinted at wanting to play somewhere where she can play year round. So
yeah, no question. How did these two hook up? Because Natalie's from Westland and Asia's from Bend. So do you know the story of how they got together as a team?
No, that's a great question. I didn't come across that. But they had played in this event last year, in the U.S. Women's amateur four ball, and they lost. So they made it to through stroke play and then into the first day of match play. And they ended up losing, I think, in 19 holes on the first day. So they had, you know, the experience of playing in the tournament before. But then they were, you know, I think that camaraderie and the, you know, their friendship, because, you know, they've said that they're friends before they even, you know, were teammates. So somehow maybe even through the game of golf, connected them somehow via tournaments or, you know, playing in events. Kind of an interesting combo, Westland and Bend, yeah, coming together to, you know, bring home the trophy.
Well, again, all these articles are up at OregonGolfBeat.com. And unfortunately we're cutting it close here on time, Josh. We'll definitely have to hook back up later in the season. What are you looking forward to here? What's next? You know, the high school season is over now. I think we had the Oregon Junior going on at the OGA course or this weekend, but what are you looking for? What are the big junior events for local golfers coming up here soon?
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Yeah, the OGA Junior Golf has a ton of they have a lot of majors going on this summer, and then I think, like you mentioned, the PGA section of Junior Championship is going on today and tomorrow at OGA, and then that whoever I think the winners and the runners up qualify for the National PGA Junior Championship, which would be later this summer. And then also there's an amateur event in June that the winner of that event goes on to play at the Portland Classic. I think that's coming up in June as well, and that's at Columbia Edgewater. But just those are the main things. And then probably regional junior tournaments as well that are kind of on the West Coast.
Fantastic. Well, if you haven't subscribed and you want to know who are some of the names here locally to find out about or keep an eye on, go to OregonGolfBeat.com. Josh Gott, thank you so much for taking a few minutes for us here this morning. And I think as the summer goes on, we'll definitely catch back up and see if there's some more names to add to this list.
Yes. Yes, I think there's a lot more to come from Oregon, and definitely great things. So thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
There you go. Thanks, Josh. And we will follow up with Josh. And again, the articles are up at OregonGolfBeat.com, as well as George Fox, the D3 program down there, when it finished fourth at the D3 NCAA Golf Championships, and Allison Takamiya taking third place individually. So just a great resource there. And a lot of time and effort goes into hunting those stories down. When we come back, we're making the turn. Time to turn our attention back to your game and developing it, whether you are an experienced single-digit handicap, whether you're just getting into it, whether you're trying to get your kids or other family members into it. Hunter Westcott, our buddy, was with Northwest Golf Guys. He is now the PGA Associate Director of Player Development for Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club. He joins us talking about a lot of different programs and ways to improve your game. He joins us next, making the turn here. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.